I'm Steve Potter. This is Cityscape, and in this edition of Soundbites with Sauce Magazine, we welcome Sauce's art director, Meera Nagarajan. Hi, Meera. How are you?
Hi.
And we're talking about ones to watch this week, or this month, I should say, and that's something you've been doing quite a while.
Yeah, our first ones to watch feature ran in July 2009, and the idea is we're looking for young, rising star type people in the culinary industry, and the way we do it is we're always watching. We're always going to restaurants and kind of thinking about our experiences there and what was really good about it. And we eventually go back to that restaurateur, that chef, and ask, like, who was responsible for this drink that I had that was wonderful? Or who was responsible for these, you know, really great appetizers? And eventually, by the end of the year, we have a list of about 20 names. And the vetting process then begins.
Uh-huh. So is it possible for a person to be on multiple years?
No, it's not. It's not possible because if they're on ones to watch, then we've watched them and then we move on to the next class. But I think what we do pay attention to is if somebody didn't make the list in 2016, for example, we'll put them on the list for the 2017 potentials and revisit that person.
Well, in just a few moments, we're going to meet two of your ones to watch. But you mentioned the vetting process, so maybe you should just talk about that a little bit.
Well, come August, we'll have a list, a long list, and it's kind of like doing a background check on a person in a way, not to be too creepy about it, but we do call their boss, their superiors, their colleagues, former bosses that have gone on to different cities and ask them about, you know, this person. What was your experience like working with them? Do you see them maybe running a business one day? Do you see them running a kitchen one day? And if everybody kind of has a general consensus that this person is really doing something special, they've got it. Whatever it is that is going to take them to the next level, they have it.
So this could be a chef or a line cook or...
Yeah, it could be a line cook. It could be somebody who is, you know, helping tend bar. It could be somebody who's a manager. Anybody that's involved in service. It's really and farmers. We've had farmers on the list as well.
Well, how tough does it get when it comes down to the wire when you're choosing?
It doesn't get too tough because I will say that we have, for example, when we were vetting Ashley, who's here today, Ashley Shelton, who's the executive chef at Pastoria in Clayton, I spoke to a couple of people. One of them was Glenn Bargett, who's the wine director at Annie Guns, who's also a sauce contributor. And that's where Ashley kind of got her start, and at Annie Guns in Chesterfield. And he said Lou Rook, who is the chef there, had a great time with Ashley and thought she was super talented and loved working with her. And when Ashley moved on from Annie Guns, it, quote, broke his heart.
Well, let's welcome her, Ashley Shelton.
Hi,
welcome to the
you?
Program. And also here is Jessie Gilroy. She's the chef at Peacemaker. Hi, Jessie.
Hi, how are you?
And you've been a few other places around town before then.
Yes, I have. Before this, I was at the Tavern Kitchen and Bar, which was formerly Cucina Pazzo, which I was the chef de cuisine of. And before that, I was at Charlie Gito's on the Hill.
Mm-hmm. And now you're at Peacemaker, which is in Benton Park.
Yes.
And Ashley, where's Pastoria?
Clayton.
And what's your background?
Well, I got my start at Annie Guns, like Meera said, in Chesterfield, and I worked there in high school, went to college, worked there again, and eventually ended up with Gerard at Pastoria.
Mm-hmm. How's the flooding out there?
It's fine. Nothing to report.
At one time, though, they had a flooding problem.
Yes.
Right. Is it unusual? I'm sitting here talking to two women chefs. How unusual is that?
Well, I think it's a great question. You know, I think when you look at your traditional home, you have generally more often than not, it's the woman at home who is the home cook. And when you look at a restaurant, generally when you look back there, it's a lot of men back there. And it's kind of confusing why that is. And I think, you know, the hours are punishing hours. These people work 24/7. They're in hospitality, so they're working weekends and holidays and birthdays. Forget it. I mean, it runs the gamut. There's not a lot of excuses for why you can't show up. And so I think it was really interesting, especially this year, we had Ari Ellis, who is at Southern, and Ashley Shelton from Pastoria, being the only two cooks on the list. And I think that's why we wanted to have them here today, is to see what their thoughts were on that.
Let's hear them.
Being a woman in a kitchen, especially being an executive chef, is an awesome thing. I don't think there's this whole male woman who can do it better thing going on here in St. Louis or in the culinary industry, really. I grew up in a kitchen, Annie Gunn's, that is dominated by women. Lou Rook is the executive chef, but the executive sous chef and the sous chef that I worked under, Jesse and Bonnie, they're women. So my experience from early on was to follow women and be inspired by them and learn how they lead. And so I never really had to face that male-dominated
world. The boys club thing, right?
Yeah. No, it really wasn't a thing for me. And I think being a woman in a kitchen is awesome. We have something different to offer.
Jesse, what's your story along that line?
I think most of the kitchens I have worked in have been male-dominated. It makes things interesting, but you learn to go with it. You become one of the boys. And
well, when you're working, it's about the work, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, I don't think anybody really focuses on who's male and who's woman. It's about the food and what kind of food you're producing and what kind of food you're putting out. Yeah, obviously, I'm a female and I'm a little short, so I need help reaching things sometimes. But other than that, I don't feel like there's much of a difference.
That's what stepladders are for.
Yes, right? Exactly.
You've got to be tough, though, in the restaurant business.
Yeah, it's like I was saying, you know, the hours are really tough. And I think that one thing that is really, you know, interesting to think about is you don't have to make a lot of – you don't think about that when you're entering hospitality. You're doing it because you're a cook or you're you know, a bartender or whatever it is. And that's what your passion is. And like any other job, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer, you're going to – put in the time.
You're both chefs, Jesse and Ashley. I'm wondering if you do the exact same thing every day, the both of you. Are your jobs different, do you think? You work at different places, I know. What's your typical day like?
My day changes all the time, depending on the day. Different days have different responsibilities. Depending on what's going on at the restaurant, I might have to do something different. So I start my day doing orders, placing the orders for the kitchen. You know, then lunch service starts, so I'll jump up on the line and help them if they get busy. We have private parties, so there's prep to do for that, running specials. There's a million things to do in a kitchen, and somebody always needs help. And then, you know, of course, you're always looking for the new talent, so conducting interviews or searching for people. It's endless.
Is that a tough part of the job, finding good people and keeping them?
It's very tough. Yes, it really is. It's hard to find good line cooks and people who really want to devote themselves to this business.
Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. I think it's becoming harder and harder, especially with the culinary scene expanding in St. Louis and there being so many good restaurants that the few cooks that really are there for the food and not there for a paycheck are being spread very thinly.
Mm-hmm. You just heard Ashley talk about what a typical day is like for her. Similar for you?
Yes, but right now, I've only been at Peacemaker for about 4 days now, so my days are still starting to come together. I'm still trying to kind of figure out what's going on and, you know, what my role is there, but I very much enjoy it.
Well, Jesse, you were named as one of the ones to watch last year. Ashley, you're in this year's group. So, Jesse, when I was reading your article, it talked about how you're a tough person, you don't take nonsense, and... Is that an accurate description?
It can be. I do have my moments, I will admit. But
are you mean? Let me ask you.
Some people would probably say yes, I could be mean. But I think mostly I'm a nice person. You know, that night I feel like they were poking the bear a little bit because everybody knew that they were there doing the article for the ones to watch, and I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, when you're a customer and you sit out front, everything's nice and quiet and, you know, great atmosphere. But the kitchen could be a whole different environment, can it?
It can be. It's more interesting if you come to dine at Pastoria because we have an open kitchen. So you actually get to see what's happening. So if I happen to lose my temper, which does not happen very often, it's seen. So I try to keep it light and fun. We have a little bit of a different experience being an open kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So you're like on stage.
Yes.
Is the way to look at it.
Yes, very much so.
Mira, did you say something about when Ashley was at Annie Gunn's, something about her good relationship with the owner there and
yeah, well,
about leaving?
Yeah, it was, well, when I was talking to, when during the vetting process, I talked to a bunch of people, and I talked to Gerard Kraft, who is the owner at Pastoria and Kraft family of restaurants, but, you know, and he actually went across the world. She was studying in Florence when he went to interview her. So he was doing research for Pastoria when they met up and decided, okay, this is the one that we want to be at our restaurant. And that's how she, you know, that's how the interview process was. But when during the vetting, when I spoke to the people at Annie Gunn's, they said that Lou Rook had really enjoyed working with her because she had a light personality. She was friendly. When she did get stressed, it didn't seem to get under her skin. She kind of just took it in stride. And he said it broke his heart when she left because it left a little bit of a void in the kitchen she was gone.
For both of you, how important is your relationship with the owner of the establishment? That you be on the same page or the same goals? That's got to be vital in what you do.
Oh, I think it's very vital. If you have a good relationship with the owner, you get to do more things. You know, you get a freedom, so to say, to play with the food and put things on the menu or try out specials and, you know, a freedom to hire who you want and anything like that.
Uh-huh. And Jesse, you just started a new job, so that must have been something you were thinking about, too. Who you wanted to work for?
Yes. There was really, honestly, no one else I wanted to go work for at the time. Every time I go over to Sydney Street, I'm just so interested in the food and the techniques and their kitchen and what they're doing over there. So when I was thinking about where to go, the only place I could think was to go work for Kevin. And, you know, so far I think it's been great. And John, who is the head chef over at Peacemaker, he is wonderful, and I've been learning a lot from him. So.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, I read something in the article about you, too, that you sort of incorporate music in your working day. You actually sing, do you?
Yes, I am not a good singer.
I said you're on stage in the kitchen. So.
Yes, we are on stage. You know, Pastoria can get really, really busy. It can get daunting. So I try to do whatever I can to lighten the mood when I can tell that my team is getting down. So singing is just kind of something I like to do. Like I said, I'm not good at it, but I just kind of go with it and give dishes their own songs. I just kind of switch out the words of famous songs with the names of our dishes.
And don't you pass out candy?
Yes. You know, you got to have energy. So Kool-Aid and candy, you know, kind of just help keep the flow going. And everybody loves candy, so it puts a smile on your face.
Jesse, you might want to try that.
I know. I should. I should try that.
In the article about you, Jesse, it says, a quote, it says that you look like you're going to war.
I have a focused face. What do they call it? Permanent, you know what, face? Yeah, I have that. On the inside, I'm usually smiling. On the outside, apparently, it doesn't come off like that.
Well, nobody could produce food that tastes this good that Jesse makes and be angry and mean on the inside. She has a good heart. You can taste it in the food.
So, do you have any goals or plans in your positions right now, things you'd like to do or working on or want to achieve? Anything?
I think I play those pretty close to the belt as far as my goals go. But, you know, as far as the company, we have Pirano Pasta opening up very soon and Pastoria Nashville. So we have a lot to come.
Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I just want to learn as much as I can while I am at Peacemaker and hopefully eventually end up down at Sydney Street and learning from everybody over there.
And Mira, in this month's Sauce Magazine, there's the ones to watch?
Yeah, we have 6 ones to watchers for 2016. I can go through. There's one from Randolphi's, which was the best new restaurant, Jeffrey Mole. He's running the bar back there. And then there's JT Gelino, who has a mushroom company. He's growing amazing mushrooms. We have Ashley. We have Ari Ellis from Southern. Matt Osmo, who's running bar at Blood and Sand. And Tim Wiggins at Retreat Gastropub in the Central West End.
That's Sauce Magazine this month out on the stands. We've been talking to Ashley Shelton from Pastoria and to Jesse Gilroy of Peacemaker. Nice meeting you both and continued success in your fields. And Mira Nagarajan is the art director for Sauce Magazine. This is the last edition of Soundbites on Cityscape, but you'll be back monthly on St. Louis on the Air. And it's been great working with you.
Thank you
all for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you.